RTL Original Podcast.
Hello there and welcome to Show Tunes, the podcast where we take a closer look at TV theme songs and what they're actually doing, not just how they sound. I'm your host, Stephen Stepslow, and today we're checking in to one of the most uncomfortable luxury hotels on television, the White Lotus. Before diving right in, and be careful of the handrails, let's set the scene. The White Lotus first aired in 2021, created by Mike White. On paper, it looks simple. It's just wealthy guests arriving at an expensive resort expecting a perfect holiday. What they get instead is tension and drama, usually while holding a drink by the pool. The show is a satire of privilege, and from the very beginning, the music makes that clear. The theme was composed by Cristobal Tapia de Villa, and it was never meant to sound welcoming. Mike White didn't want a glossy, relaxing theme that matched the visuals, but rather a slightly unhinged tune that would immediately unsettle the audience, and that it does. The instruction was basically, the hotel looks beautiful, but something ain't quite right. Tapia de Villa took inspiration from ritualistic and tribal music, using chanting and sharp percussion. That's why the theme feels quite primal. The track builds tension and sounds animalistic, all intentionally, of course. The music reflects how the characters slowly strip away their social masks as the series goes on. It is quite eerie stuff. And what the theme does especially well is clash with what you're seeing on screen. The opening credits show pretty art and calm scenery, but the music gets progressively more odd. They're squealing and panting, but all set to a luxurious backdrop, which the director wanted exactly. The aim is to get the audience to feel as uneasy as possible while looking at opulence, wealth, and comfort, because that's exactly how the show treats its characters. And another genius masterstroke is that it structurally mirrors the show in the way that it escalates. The chanting grows louder, the rhythm becomes more intense, and by the end, it almost feels overwhelming. And that's pretty much the way the plot works too. From episode one, you're told someone will die, and if you're lucky, you'll see some of the finest acting known to man, aka Jennifer Coolidge, delivering the line, "These gays, they're trying to murder me." Just delightful stuff. That's in season two, by the way. And well, by the time the second season arrived, the theme had evolved slightly, becoming more dramatic and indulgent, but the core idea stayed the same. That people are dicks, really. The unsettling vocals and tension were kept because they had become part of the show's identity. But the theme didn't just make viewers nervous. No. It quickly became one of the most talked about parts of the show. People were genuinely arguing online about whether they loved or hated it, which is kind of the highest compliment a theme like this can get. We aired it on RTL Today Radio once or twice, and we got told not to do it again. Several cast members have joked in interviews that hearing it before a premiere immediately put them on edge, with Jennifer Coolidge saying it made her feel like she'd already done something wrong before the episode even started. So I think it's safe to say for a show like this, we couldn't ask for a more fitting intro. So all of this is to say, the White Lotus theme works incredibly well. It doesn't soften the plot, but it does warn you that it might not be light viewing, and you're better off knowing that earlier on. Trust me. And alas, that's all for today's show tune. Thanks for listening, and make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave us a star rating and a review, and hit that notification bell. And next time, we'll be taking a look at another TV theme that manages to say a lot in a very small amount of time. This week's episode was researched and written by Florence Keogh, voiced and produced by me, Stephen Stepslow, for RTL Today Radio.